Folks, so I thought it was time to take a look at how we're getting on with the coronavirus. We started to ease the restrictions in Britain for the last few days, and people are being allowed to go out and about a bit more, though pretty much everything is still shut down. And I remember when this whole thing started a couple of months back, I angered quite a few people because I sat adamantly on the fence. And I got a little bit irritated that I was expected to go with one preformed narrative or another, and I said that I was going to see how things play out. Well, here we are a couple of months later, and they're starting to ever so slightly ease the restrictions and ease the lockdown. In actual fact, I didn't take much notice of the lockdown. There hasn't been a day gone by when I haven't spent hours outside anyway. And I've noticed a few things when I have been out and about, and again over the last few days, as more people have been going out and about. And something that what picked my attention a few weeks ago was, we're in a field where I go walking. There was a huddle of teenage girls that started sitting on the corner of a field, and they'd left a bit of litter there and a bit of garbage. And then somebody put a sign there in this field saying, pick up your litter or you'll be reported for social distancing. And I thought that was an interesting thing, because leaving litter around, especially in a place of natural beauty, in the countryside, is already against the law. Like, it is already frowned upon, and you don't have a leg to stand on. And yet here on this sign, it was an immediate appeal to the most powerful form of control that exists in Britain in the here and now. They could have just said, we'll report you for littering, but what they did was say, we'll report you for not taking notice of the instructions and of social distancing and all of that. And I think this is the way it's going to go, like, actually going forward. Just yesterday I was out walking along the coast, and there was another bunch of teenagers, and as I went past one of them, a young girl shouted out, like, have you never heard of social distancing? Even though, like, all I did was walk past. And so, again, you see this attitude where people are going to control each other. And I saw an interesting video by Dave Cullen, and he's been very sceptical of this right from the get-go, and he was comparing it to 9/11, and he was talking about all of the restrictions that came in after 9/11, and how they never actually went away. So pretty much, if you, like, in say 2002, by the time 2002 arrived, they had all of these controls and security checks and x-rays in airports, and they're still there to this day. It's been a long time since I was on an aeroplane, but as I understand it, it is just the same restrictions and controls that were there in 2000, at the end of 2001 and going into 2002. Because it wasn't just 9/11, we had a whole rash of these potential terrorist attacks on aeroplanes, and so they brought in these controls, and they're still there to this day. And so the point that he's making is that how much of this will sort of stay in place in as they ease things. They're going to do it in stages, and it's going to change how we live, and it's this, the new normal is what people are talking about more and more. And I was always skeptical of some of the theories going around on this, because I found it a little bit too much that the government would have, like, a full-blown, as if they were going to initiate a police state, because I just didn't see how that could be done within a liberal democracy, so-called. And I know it's ridiculous, but I just couldn't imagine a situation where the army were out on the streets, like, arresting people left, right and centre because they broke the lockdown. There's been a bit of power, a bit of a flex from the state, but by and large, it hasn't been an outright police state. We're not there yet, and things are already being eased. But what we do see, and this is where I think it's interesting to compare it to 9/11, is the way that the population are being managed and controlled at a deeper level, at a more psychological level, because I think this is how the government operates. In 9/11, one of the things that was difficult for the elites to explain away at the time was that on the one hand we weren't allowed to, we had to go through all of these harsh measures and we had to have all these restrictions placed on us, and yet at the same time this was like when hundreds of thousands of people from the Islamic world were coming into the West, and so the obvious question was, why is that being allowed at the same time that we are having all of these freedoms taken away? And the problem became a one of political correctness, where you had to accept both at the same time. You had to accept the idea that it's just a few extremists with an increasing police state across the West, and especially in places like airports, which were seen as dangerous. The problem was that there was a clear case of us and them, and the elites wanted the idea of the them to disappear. And when we come back into the present with the coronavirus, start and see is that the central power of the state, of the elites, is going to recede a bit. It's going to go a bit into the background, but it can do that because the people are going to police themselves in a way that the elites never really managed to do that with the controls after 9/11. It was always the guy at the airport with direct orders from the government to x-ray everybody in their undies. What we're beginning to see, I think, in the case of the coronavirus, is the elites no longer have to actually be on the front lines of scaring everybody, because you're going to have a population that essentially polices itself, and we already see signs of this. And the people will understand the markers as well. Like if you go into the supermarket, they've got those Perspex things everywhere. So there's going to be these reminders. They will be the signifiers that things aren't what they used to be, and they'll probably stay there for like literally years, as well as the signs on the floor to tell you where to go. And so what will happen is there'll be like this more subtle, it'll be like political correctness again, because the political correctness is insidious, because people police themselves. They police their own thoughts, and then they police their own thoughts and words of other people. Well, when you can do that also with the coronavirus, but it'll be on how you act in public, and people are going to be watching you all of the time, and then it will be like this. You will be a morally suspect person if you're not going along with the protocols of how to deal with the coronavirus. The government isn't going to be there all of the time with police and the army and all of that to actually force this on people. People are going to do it to themselves. And this is going to be an interesting one because people like Spiked Online, Brendan O'Neill and Peter Hitchens as well, they love to blame this. They love to put this, the blame all of it on the government, that the government is too powerful. The government is telling everybody what to think and where they can go and when they can go. But what happens when all of these restrictions are lifted, but the people have been programmed to behave in a certain way? Because this then begs questions of free will and in how the people actually behave. Because nobody, the central authority isn't going to be directly telling the people that they've got to police themselves. The people have just picked up on it, and that's how they're going to go forward, by policing each other, and similarly to the political correctness. And it goes back to the issue of the political correctness surrounding the problem they had with the mass Islamic immigration into the West at the same time that we had all these restrictions placed on the Westerners because of that group, because of, okay, for YouTube, extremists within that group. Well, now the problem within Corona is that everybody is going to be the them. Everybody, from the perspective of the average individual, everybody else is the potential terrorist who's going to destroy your life. And so they have to take those precautions against everybody else in a society which is already deeply atomized. So I've certainly spoken about how the modern world atomizes the individual, and usually you'll put that down to the consumerism, the materialism, and multiculturalism to a certain degree, or to a high degree. Well, what happens when this is then turbocharged? This is going to sort of compound the problem of atomization with it. In fact, it's become a de facto state policy, except, of course, as we go on, it will be just because everybody else doesn't want to be the one who's caught seen outside too much, or be the one who's flouting the new morality. And the new morality is social distancing. So that's how I think this will go. That's what I see already taking place. And the individuals, and it's a funny thing, because you'll notice that the kind of liberal left are the most conformist on this, in the same way that they are with political correctness and everything else. That they are just the ones who are most likely to go with the flow, and they are also the ones who will signal to back to the central authority that this or that person is morally suspect, is wrong. So to get that sign that I saw in the field, I kind of pondered it for a while, and it occurred to me that I bet the person who put that sign there votes for the Labour Party or the Greens, or, well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Something liberal would be the point. They probably voted to remain in the European Union because it's of a certain type. It's of a certain type of person. And they will once again be most avidly enforcing the new morality, the post-corona morality, which is that everybody has to social distance and all of the time. Because it's this kind of petty, pathetic way for one individual to exert power over another, which political correctness is a large part of that. If somebody slips up and they say something taboo, you can call them out on it, knowing that you have the full backing of the media and what the neo-reactionaries would call the cathedral, the political class, the media class, the education class, the general status quo. The same thing for the coronavirus as well, going in the future. So if you're these teenage girls who've been sitting around because it's been nice weather in the sunshine, and then leaving your bottles lying around, they can get snitched on and bring down the full brunt of the force of the law, of the government, on them if they have to. But it begins once again with this middling chunk, the bureaucrat, the moralizer. Some people say that in another age these would have been like puritanical Christians, morally policing everybody, and this is just the new modern form of that. So I think this is where we're going to go, and it's going to be deeply depressing to see this, because what it amounts to is compounding, deeply compounding, the atomization of the society that we already exist in. So you can see that the levels of atomization which already existed, far from actually trying to rectify that, it would seem that Corona is, leaving aside the deaths and the numbers and all of that, just in the way this is going to affect people's daily lives, you can see that far from actually rectifying the problems of atomization in the West, and especially in Britain, Corona is going to compound it, and the government seem quite happy indeed to let that happen. So then we will have a population who are just, again, like planting their faces into their iPhones and into their computer screens, and conducting their social lives over that. I mean, they can't even go to the pubs, but that's going to be the new normal. And there will be this morality police who isn't directly connected to the state. It's just that they go along with the status quo, and they will be the ones who pick up on people who are flouting the rules. And so I think this is something that, again, it's another problem that we're going to have to face. So we'll see how it turns out. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.